It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello and welcome to the Tacticus podcast. I'm your host, Keon Sabani, joined today by my co-host and equal and long-suffering Kool-Aid amigo, Diego Lorin. Guys, it's much anticipated. I know. I'm sorry we've been away. We were here for our members, actually, for our patrons a few days ago, and that was a blast. But, you know, the last couple weeks, and in particular, one week in particular, was absolutely incredible for Maridisas and perfect, and everything went perfectly, and it was horrible for Kool-Aid. In the span of 1 week, Mbappe eliminated Barcelona from the Champions League, Real Madrid eliminated Manchester City from the Champions League, and then Real Madrid won El Clasico in like stereotypical fashion with a Jude Bellingham game winner in the last minute. And if there was ever...
That's already become stereotypical now.
It's happened twice. It's enough
twice
for me.
Twice now.
The sample size is huge. And if there was ever a week for me to be here on this podcast, to talk my shit on this podcast, it was that week. But I was traveling, and therefore it didn't happen. But Diego did hold the fort down. He did a few solo episodes, which was great. Thank you, Diego. And I'm sure it was not radical at all. I'm sure it was non-emotional. I'm sure it was very objective. I'm sure Diego Lorin did not come out and say, wah, it's not fair. It's not fair. The ball went over the line, and we had more possession, and we had all these chances, and the red card to Araujo was not fair, and it's not our fault. Let's put this warm blanket over ourselves. All the Kool-Aid's putting this warm blanket around themselves. This warm blanket, it says, we deserve to win. We are victims. We are victims. Oh, it feels so good to put this blanket around us. It's so comforting. We're victims. It's Illuminati's fault. We deserve to win. They're against us. Everyone is against us. We are perfect. We had 53% possession in El Clasico. 53. That's 3% more than 50. It's majority. Johan would have been so proud of us. We deserve to win. Oh, it's so comfortable. But this blanket is so comfortable. We are victims. It's everyone else's fault, not ours. Diego did not do that. He was very objective. Diego, what's up, man? Happy Tuesday. Congratulations on beating Valencia yesterday. That seemed like a great win. I'm coughing too, bro. We're both coughing, trying to keep our voices.
I did not. God damn. Excuse me. Dos Firinas making a comeback, as are the tears. I did not expect to come to this podcast on this fine Tuesday, April 30th, the day before Labor Day, and be brought to tears once again. I demand a refund. This is I genuinely didn't expect this, to be honest. I don't know what I was expecting. I kind of forgot that this was
the first time that we're going live for your minions, and I assumed that the churros, the salt rubbing churros had already taken place, but I understand you need to shine for your minions. So shine it is, minions. Get all your chuckles and your comments in. Enjoy. You won't hear anything more coming from me. I've beaten that one to death. I gave you two post-match churros and one for the Patreon. Go subscribe if you haven't already, or go to my D-Spot channel and lap it up. A lot of you did. Those recent D-Spots were some of the best in months, in a long time. It was strange to see D-Spot get overflown with Madridistas. So anyway, enjoyed. I hope everybody enjoyed that. Kian, you needed to let that one out of your system.
It's all really we got, bro. It's all we got. It's not
on
great.
Friday. You wanted more. You only gave churros half an hour, rushed one at that, and they wanted more. So, yeah.
It was still an unbelievable episode, and everyone should go subscribe and hear it. Because Diego and I actually did record one already. This is the first one for free for the public, but it was an incredible episode we recorded. Even though it was only like 25, 30 minutes, like you said, hey, man, this is all we got. Me and the minions, we're about to get destroyed by Bayern Munich in the Champions League. It's going to be mass suicide. Let us enjoy this moment before we get knocked out.
I'm honored to do a churros on the eve of this massive clash taking place.
But is it bigger than Barca-Valencia? I just saw the celebration from Lewandowski's goal, and I was like, oh shit, I missed the World Cup final. Was that last night at the Montjuic? The celebration. I must have missed something. What were you guys celebrating? Myself. Which trophy was that?
I should have come intoxicated to this one. I did not know we were going to go this route. God damn.
I didn't know. I didn't even watch the game last night. So you'll have to enlighten me on that one. But yeah, sorry.
Do you know what? It was an entertaining one. It was an entertaining affair at the Magic Mountain. Torrential rainstorms, dude. I don't know if you've caught a glimpse of.
Yeah, I saw.
It's been, you know, the drought has been is a thing of the past. It has been replenished, the water sources.
That's right.
There was not a fully, but there has been a serious drought. So a serious rainstorm was due, and we got that over the course of the last 2 days. Certainly yesterday, it peaked, and it made it extra strange of a match, you know, with just these adverse conditions going into Montjuic. It was the lowest attendance of the year so far, but it was still over 30,000. That surprised me, Kian. That actually genuinely, I thought nobody's going to this game. I was like, La Liga's done. You know, we're coming off a depressing week. It's raining like it hasn't rained in years. Like my smart was on the verge of being taken away, swept away by the streets that were flooded with water.
Your what?
My smart car. So I'm still like...
Oh, your smart car. Okay.
All choked up from your intro. So I was like, nobody's going to be there tonight. Mind you, 30 plus in attendance, better than what I expected. And the game was better than I expected as well. Strange one where Barca took the lead thanks to a brilliant goal from Fermín López. I've said it once, I'll say it again. If you're a culé and Fermín is not in the top three, top five of your favorite Barca players at the moment, I don't know what you guys are doing. I love that kid. I love that kid. That kid, more Fermínes and Gavis in my team all the time. Brilliant header, 1-0. Then I'm gonna give you a quick play by play from what I remember, Kian, since you haven't watched it. Ter Stegen slips up, he has Hugo Duda running at him. You saw that, and I don't know what the German goalkeeper was thinking. Rare slip up from Marc-André, where he kind of tries to chip him. He's like getting nice with it, he's getting sweet with it, and it just doesn't work out. Hugo ends up with the ball, puts it in the back of the net, 1-1. Then Valencia go up 2-1 because of a rash tackle from Ronald Araujo. Again, he's having a strange end of the season, Uruguayan central defender. takes down, I think it's Hugo Duro who he takes down, actually, but Pepelu scores the penalty. And then Mamardashvili, the Valencia goalkeeper, has also a strange one, similar mistake to Marc-André, except that he comes out of his box and he uses his hand to swipe the ball away from Lamine Yamal. And he's obviously sent off, straight red card. Barca equalized from a corner set piece play. And the second half, and this is at the start of the second half, Lewandowski scores a hat-trick, basically. That's what happens in the second half. Lewy hat-trick, two headers, one free kick. His first one since being a Barca player, first free kick. And yeah, entertaining. So a comeback win, 3 points. Important, of course, seeing as Girona had leapfrogged Barca for second place. So we had right. to...
So La Liga was not over, like you mentioned. Like, there's something to play for there.
There is still. There's the second place to play for, absolutely. And we're facing Girona next week away Montilivi. So want to go in that one, you know, with, of course, as good of a rhythm, a good of a optimistic sense and good form as we can, because that will be a tough one to crack. And what is it? Five match days left. Second place of utmost importance. Missed that and, you know, this season can be, it's already obviously, I mean, it's been a very disappointing season, but finishing not second would just be a huge hit. You would have to classify this season as a big failure, I would say. Like out of the top four, which was also at some point at stake, it would have been, you know, a horrifying, historically bad season. But keep in mind that Barca, like the only thing keeping this team afloat, and I was kind of pondering, because I was like, what the fuck are we going to talk about with Keen? I was generally kind of like, where are we going to go? And I figured we would talk more pre-Bayern stuff. But I'm thinking, like, in the last five seasons, only thing keeping Barca afloat right now is the league won last season. Take away that league. And it's like historically bad times for Barca at the moment. So, you know, finishing top two is of utmost priority and has to be taken ever so serious by these players, because it means obviously playing a little bit more money, playing the Supercopa next season, et cetera, et cetera. So, but yeah, man, nothing like you guys, though. The flip side of the coin, the yin to the yang, or the yang to the yang. Hail Maji is gonna face a Bayern.
Wait, is that all that happened at the Montjuic last night? There was nothing else to talk about?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I don't know. I just wasn't sure if like you're missing any details.
Like what?
I don't know. I didn't watch the game. I just wanted to just to give you the opportunity to talk about anything that you may have missed in that game. I don't know.
Like what? Something is on the tip of your tongue, so just say it, spit it out.
No, I didn't watch the game. If something happened, it should come from you. Maybe nothing happened, so we can nothing. Move on. All right, that's it. Yeah. Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. But okay. If somebody has something to say, stop beating around the bushes and come out and say it. Wherever you are.
Okay. No, we can leave it. We can leave it. I trust you. I believe you. Yeah. Look, Bayern tonight. Starting to creep up, you know? Sometimes you just don't really know a game is happening until it just hits you in the face and, you know, it's kickoff and the TV's on. You're like, oh, shit, we're playing in the Champions League semifinals against a great team. So, I don't know. It kind of hasn't hit me yet, if that makes sense. Also,
Go on. You feel what?
I just feel like since they changed the away goals rule, the first leg isn't as heart-inducing anymore, if that makes sense. It just feels like the second leg is where it's at, you know? So that's, I'm kind of like, I'm not as nervous about it right now. Maybe I will be during the game. But I feel like the nerves start to hit really in the second leg. Even if we go up and win this game at the Allianz, it only means so much. Because I always think back to our game against Tuchel when he was managing Chelsea. The fact that we went and won at Stamford Bridge, we came back home, and then like just like that, we were down 3-0, and then we were like, "Oh shit, we're behind." I'm not taking this one for granted, despite Bayern's poor season relative to their great standards. I'm not going to underestimate Tuchel in a two-leg cup tie. I'm not going to underestimate the world's best striker right now, Harry Kane. And so I just feel like there needs to be a lot of respect for this opponent tonight. And I'm just kind of, I think second leg.
I like, love how you're going out of your way and not jinxing this, man. If this was like Barca Bayern right now, you'd be like, "Oh, Bayern, the shit is Bayern in years, coming off of losing Bundesliga, the fucking shit. Harry Kane's a piece of shit. He sucks." Okay,
that's too far. No, I would never do that.
You would have totally been spinning this. You would. I love how you're like throwing flowers. Bayern, great team.
No, this come tour. On. No, I don't do that. Come on, no, man. I'm. It's an honest assessment.
Dude, this is Bayern that just lost the Bundesliga, that have been like having a stronghold. It's the weakest Bayern in the last like 2 decades. How many Bundesliga have they?
This is not the weakest Bayern in 2 decades. I mean, I'd have to think about it. You just put me on the spot, but there's no way that's true. 2 decades?
I'm just throwing it out there. This is the most beatable Bayern that I can remember on the top of my
head. Tell that to Arsenal.
This is you have to agree with that. This is the least fearful Bayern that I can remember right now.
You don't fear Harry Kane?
I don't really fear this Bayern that are like just choking in the regular season and in the domestic league.
I mean,
with all respects to Xabi Alonso, and that's like, it's a little bit of a Leicester type story. I mean, this is every year, it's Bayern's for the taking. If we don't give credit to the If we don't give credit to like other previous managers, from Pep to Ancelotti, for winning, any coach really, from winning with Bayern, because that's like a given, then right now you have to deem this at least the most beatable Bayern in recent years, man.
Well, like I said, I'm just not taking it for granted. I said it. One of the first things I said was, this is a team that's struggling domestically and relative to their normal standards, they're not as great as they were. But you can't, like, this is a two-leg game coached by Thomas Tuchel with the world's best striker right now. Come on, like, you got to show more respect than that. They can defend, and this is the thing that they're different from Leipzig and City, because their style of football is more different. They'll go and they'll zip up defensive lines. They'll stay compact. They'll stay narrow. They'll be more conservative. They won't open the game like Leipzig and City will. That actually can frustrate Real Madrid in a lot of ways, because Real Madrid do like an open game. Like I said, not the best Bayern team, but you can't take them. You can't underestimate them for a variety of reasons. And I don't think we are, but, listen, I know what you're trying to do. Stop.
I think it's more you're trying to safeguard. I mean, that's what you're doing, really. You're going into this, not trying to. You're showing.
What do you want me to do? You want me to be like, "Yeah, Bayern, fuck you guys. We're in the final already."
Yes.
Hell no.
But okay, you can fancy your chances and feel confident and be like, "Hey, you know what? This is." The most beatable Bayern in recent years. I think
we're the favorite.
You're the favorites. Yeah. You would put it at what? 70-30.
No. 60-40. Same odds I gave City to beat us. I said City 60-40 in City's favor. As we know, Diego, the best team doesn't win the Champions League. So it doesn't matter if Real Madrid are better. Bayern can beat us.
That's for sure. That's the first true thing you've said on this pod today.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So you're less fearful. I mean, sorry, you're keep saying Harry Kane, best striker in the world.
You're going to dispute it?
Well, I just wonder, I guess.
Lewandowski, Victor Roque?
Don't you feel that, like, I guess you're not as fearful over a Haaland because you know now in hindsight that, again, Rudiger got the job done. But before, at the start of the season, if you'd put Haaland versus Kane, don't you think that Haaland still would edge that the Englishman out?
Yes, but we have a whole season that's backed up empirically that Harry Kane is the most informed striker in the world. Maybe the discussion like 10, 15 years from now when we're reflecting, you know, we can say that Haaland is the better striker, but certainly this season Kane has been better. He has the most goals and assists in all of Europe.
No. Obviously, now you can't compare Bundesliga to Premier League, obviously.
No. But, I mean, he's the most informed striker.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, even in Tottenham, he was great.
Not the last season. I don't know his numbers, but his exit from Tottenham felt underwhelming, let's say, like, and this is me speaking my mind, not backing it up with any numbers, but I felt like Harry Kane, like when he was linked that summer with Madrid, I kind of feel like that summer, that
like
season,
a few months ago, that was last summer.
Was it last summer? No, yeah. The summer before that.
No, he went to Bayern instead of Real Madrid.
Yeah, I felt like the summer he moved to Bayern. Like, he stayed another additional season.
He's only been at Bayern a few months. This is his first season. This is it.
No, I know. I'm talking last summer. The summer prior to that.
Okay. He scored 32 goals last season. It's pretty good.
And where
is actually his best? It was actually his best season.
Is it?
For like five years or so.
Is that his best season? So the season before moving to Bayern is statistically his best season.
No, it's not his best season, but it's one of his best seasons. So he had 32 goals last year, and this is just very raw data. I'm not even looking at any other analytics like assists and expected assists. And
are you looking at transfer market?
Because he's a great link-up player, right? Like, the thing is, you can't even, like, he does more than just score goals, which is not something you can say about Erling Haaland, right?
Yeah.
32 goals last year, 27 before that, 33 before that, 24, 24, 41 in the 2017-2018 season. That was his best year.
Mm.
Great player.
Are you looking at Transfermarkt?
No, just Wikipedia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, I mean, obviously, yeah, great player, great team. But I think,
but also,
Madridistas would have to fancy their chances and be less fearful than another season.
We're saying the same thing. I said 60-40. Doesn't mean that we're through.
No. It's going to be a really good tie. I'm very curious to see it play out, even though the result I already know.
You already know? So what's your prediction?
Well, you guys won the double. I already congratulated Madridistas.
We haven't won anything yet.
The double, it is this season. Madrid will win the Champions League again.
We can still go trophyless, and this will all be an
amazing dream.
Yeah.
So we can end it here, to be honest. This was nice.
We actually can. I mean, I think I talk my shit. You There was nothing fishy.
I heard you sarcastically throwing Victor Roque out there. For the one or two culés watching, if you want to entertain the Victor Roque,
it's topic, there's at least a dozen. There's
it's quite the topic in Barça camp these days. He did not make an appearance in yesterday's game, and there's a lot of, let's say, voices around the campfire talking about what will his future be now that Xavi has announced that he will, of course, remain on as head coach next season. And it's quite disappointing for me what I've been hearing, because, well, on this podcast, I've been very vocal with my excitement to his arrival. I obviously knew that any 18-year-old that comes straight to a club like Barça needs time to adapt and get used to new culture, new philosophy, new club, new locker room, everything, you name it, new language, new football, which he himself has said, right? I mean, he even, what was it, the game? Was it again after Celta? Anyway, he talked about how Spanish football is much faster than he had expected. He even talked about him needing more physique than he was expecting. So he needs to adjust, and he's open about that. But I would put him in front of a lot of other players that are getting more minutes, and that's what's kind of annoying. And moving forward with, again, Xavi staying on, you wonder if he's ever going to get those chances or if he's going to go out on a loan. And not to beat a dead drum. Is that what you... Not to beat a deaf drum?
I don't think it's either of those.
I'm just making up a saying.
Beating a dead horse?
Beat a deaf drum. Not to beat a deaf horse.
I think it's a horse, not a drum.
Animal torture. I'm going to go with drum.
Not beating to beat a horse a dead to death? Drum. Now you're confusing me. I forgot my English.
I want to beat a horse or a drum. But we all know how loan spells end up more often than not. In Barça's case, at least, I'll leave it to my own club's track record of kind of transfers, loan spells that have never,
right, yeah,
yeah, really.
It doesn't make sense to me to send him on loan at all.
No, I hope not. I hope not. I hope he has a great preseason. I just don't know right now. When you see like Ferran Torres still getting minutes in front of him, it you know.
Who reported the loan move? Was it someone reputable?
No. I mean, look, I didn't say any of that.
Oh, you didn't?
You said that.
I said that. Okay. Okay. Well, I saw reports, and I don't remember who said it. But anyways, just like the idea of sending him on loan really makes no sense because, like, you know, you can kind of compare it to the Arda Güler situation.
Right, right.
Güler has, like, a lot of players in front of him. Like, besides Lewandowski, you guys need him, actually.
I agree.
I think he's actually shown signs of promise. And also, yeah, it's kind of weird after that red card he got.
Yeah.
Like, he just disappeared. Like, it was weird.
Yeah. It's not also true. He's coming off of a 4-month injury. So I don't know whether Xavi's being ultra cautious and just introducing him real slow. Again, you know, many, you'll remember, Kian, in the 90s, your Romarios, Ronaldos, Rivaldos went first to an interim team, let's say. They didn't jump in the elite straight away from Brazil to your Barças or Madrid. There were, you know, the Dutch clubs, the more humble sides in the Spanish league as a trampoline to introduce these players to European or Spanish football. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I feel like with Neymar and Vinny and obviously Rodrigo as well, now we're kind of shifting into this whole different paradigm. And the English club doing the same, of course, but where we're skipping that process and it's just like straight to the Sharks and in the elite. And I think there some hack it, others don't. And maybe with Victor Roque, Xavi obviously knows it better than anyone else. And he sees him every day in training. So I have to trust in his method here. But I'm hoping that he's not going to go out on a loan and that he will get more minutes next season.
Yeah, it makes more sense for him to stay and be a part of the ethos and part of the atmosphere and just also as a squad player, be ready because I think Barca could use him, and I think he'll improve in that situation a little bit more. So I don't know how reputable the report was, but the idea of him going on a loan doesn't really, if I'm a Barca fan, I'm like, why? Just keep him. Like, we need that depth. We need him to develop here. So,
yeah.
There's a super chat for you. You ready? Oh,
can I guess? Oh, no.
Well, it's on the screen now. Ramke says, Diego, Gundogan pragmatism or Xavi victim mentality?
I don't think there's any victim mentality. I don't think that Xavi pointing out certain obvious points has to be seen as a victim mentality. We see others do it as well. But to avoid this becoming a whataboutism, as Kian likes to frame it, Gundogan is certainly very German and direct in his messaging. I think he says a lot of truth, but nothing new that I don't say on the podcasts here, or that I imagine the players will say themselves in the inside of the locker room. So my answer is both, or not. I mean, again, the framing of victim mentality is incorrect in my opinion. But I get Madridistas having a ball with it. So, I'm not going to entertain this anymore because I already know what's coming.
You guys are not victims, you don't think? You have suffered a lot. You've gone through a lot. You guys...
Do you think that was a goal?
What?
The phantom goal?
Which one?
Have a think.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Use your brain.
You answered my question with another question about a goal.
The phantom goal. What phantom goal has there been in the last week?
Like a goal that stood that shouldn't have stood?
You don't say phantom goal in English?
Yeah, but we say phantom foul a lot. For example, a foul that was called that wasn't a foul.
Well, then you know what I meant with phantom goal.
Just be specific, because you answered my question with another question. I asked if you guys are victims. Victims.
I said, yeah, well, my answer is the question, was that a goal? Was the Lamine Yamal goal, phantom goal, a goal?
The classical one? The one, the controversial one? Yeah, no, I mean, yeah. we'll never know for sure, but I think a lot of images have proven that it didn't cross the line fully. But it's again, we don't know, but is right. That...
I think that there's also a lot of images that show that it was clearly over. So,
which ones? I mean, okay, let's not get into this now, but
that's not...
Either way, neither of us know the exact truth to this question.
No, but so for Xavi to point out and say, for us, that was a goal... The images show that it was highly likely a goal for that not to be counted as one, or for the technology not to be there in order to validate or invalidate correctly that goal. I don't think that's being a victim. I think
Xavi said that Barca played better in that Clásico, which is completely...
We went up three times. So I think we went up 1-0, we went up 2-1, and with the phantom goal, we would have gone up as well. It's like,
I thought by phantom goal, you meant the one where Christensen fouls Cruz and scores the opening goal.
That's not a phantom goal. That goal stood.
I can't... Bro, man. No, bro, you got to get on stage, bro. You got a lot of comedy in you, man. You're wasting your talent on the podcast. You need to be on stage with a mic and just letting these jokes fly. This is great, man. This is hilarious. Come on, man. You do not truly believe Barca played better than Real Madrid in that Clásico.
What else you want to talk about? I'm not going to talk Clásico again, so I'm not going to entertain your minions. I gain nothing. So next question, or it's over.
Next question. Adrian says, Diego, thoughts on the clear penalty not given to Valencia plus the offside goal? Second spot on the line. I feel like this should raise your conspiracy radar.
First of all, Adrian, go on YouTube and check out the other angle where you see that the ball was clearly touched before. So the penalty was not a penalty. As in the offside goal, that could have been called. It had been called, and that could have been called. It has also not been called this season. But Barça have seen a goal like that, where Ferran, in fact, had nothing to do with an offside position, was no interference whatsoever. João Félix scored the winner against Granada, and it was called for offside. I was surprised this yesterday not be called for offside. So, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't see the game. This is why, because I heard some things. That's why I asked.
The penalty is sheer and utter bullshit, because already you see the images of the other angle where you see, I think it's Fermin that gets to the ball before.
I'll take your word for it. It's got to be hard, man. It's got to be hard for you guys to like
nothing
be
is
so
hard.
Oppressed. So oppressed.
Nothing is hard.
By so many people, by Illuminati, by Florentino
Only
Perez.
Thing that is hard is something you don't want to know when I think about you, Kian, and doing this podcast. It is such a joy. So let's keep it rolling, baby. Let's
I'm so happy snapping. That's the only time someone said that to me.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions. 18 plus. One more from Ramke. Says, Diego, do Kules really want a rematch? Are you sure?
Of what?
Do you want a rematch, I guess, is the question.
Do I want one?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we could, like, if there was the legal... So this apparently happened in Belgium, right? That a match was replayed or continued to be played from a certain minute and it got the clearance. But in the end, it didn't happen because the way the federations or the law, they constitute that anything deemed a human mistake, a refereeing mistake, and thereby VAR apparently falls underneath that pretext, that context, a match cannot be replayed. So even if that we would have the technology now and it would show that it was a goal, playing a rematch wouldn't happen legally. Like there is no claim to be made. So I don't want this topic to continue. I think it's it does nothing but disservice to us, really. So I guess the answer is no, but we'll get the rematch next season.
Okay. There you go. I mean, if you might have to do a rematch for every single game of football history, because there's not a single game that doesn't have bad calls. I would do a rematch. I'd do it.
But again, and I'm not doing it justice, but I remember reading that any mistake that, and I think what they mean, and that was my conclusion, was like through outside forces. If like through a natural disaster, that's basically what it comes down to. That was my take on it. If like the rainstorm would like the heavens would break open and water would pour down so hard that the game wouldn't be able to continue or to be finished, that's when you would have to, you know, a replay would be allowed. But nothing that is determined through human interpretation or error is ever going to be a cause for a game to be replayed.
The scenario you brought up is not even really a replay. It's more, I think they just continue from the spot that it
Correct.
Ended. Because like
Correct.
This happened, this is off the top of my head, but remember the bomb threat at the Bernabeu?
Yes.
I think
yes.
it was against Athletic.
They
didn't replay the whole game. They started the game from like minute 81 or something, which was crazy.
And those I remember those 9 minutes. They were intense as fuck.
They were crazy.
They were crazy. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
man, what was that? That one rewind the clock quite like almost a decade ago, I would say. Even more, maybe.
I think they scored a couple goals. Honestly, I just have this memory of Ronaldo Nazario doing something, and it was bonkers. It was 9 minute. It was a 9 minute game.
Yes.
Which someone can look it up and, you know, or maybe one of us will look it up before the podcast is over. Jermaine from Madrid says, keep it civil, boys. Champions League day, Real Madrid versus Bayern Munich player matchups. Key one, I think, is Vinny versus Kimmich. And, I mean, the wing matchups are always tasty at this level. So you got that. And then on the other side, probably Guerrero. I mean, it's 2 o'clock, no lineups yet, probably. Guerrero and Mazraoui on the left versus Vasquez and Fede and probably Rodrigo if it's a more symmetrical lineup. The wing matchups are pretty key. Let's see how Kimmich does against Vinny. Will Rodrigo go on the left side and overload like he did in the first leg against City? I'm pretty comfortable with the midfield battle. I think Lamer is, if he plays, he's not 100%. And even with him and Goretzka double pivot, or if it's the other name is slipping my head right now. But yeah, I like our midfield battle. And obviously Nacho versus Kane, if he starts. You know, it's not that straightforward. You know, it's Rudiger and Kane and Nacho and other moving parts like Musiala. But, you know, how we handle that dynamic is important as well. Any thoughts, Diego?
I'm very, very curious to see Kimmich. There's a lot of talk, of course, about him potentially leaving Bayern come the summertime. He's been open about his willingness or like his admiration at Xavi coach as a player. At Xavi Hernandez as a player. So it'd be interesting to see if that would materialize. But I want to see, yeah, obviously how he's able to compete and try to withstand the onslaught that he's about to endure when facing Real Madrid. Do you hear the doorbell ring? Yeah, sorry. I need to get that real quick.
Okay, so, go for it. I'll take a super chat while you're gone. George Meruta, hope I pronounced that right, says, was Ronald Nazario a Madrid or a Barca legend? Interesting. I think he's a bigger Real Madrid legend. But his greatest season ever was his one Barcelona season, 96-97, where he was absolutely unstoppable. Arguably the greatest season by a striker ever. And not just because of the ridiculous numbers, because it wasn't even the most prolific in football history, I don't think, although it's definitely up there. It was like 36, 37 goals, I think, off the top of my head. But that was also the peak of probably the greatest striker in football history if he had stayed healthy. So, Diego, my answer to this question, do you see it on the screen? I said that I think he's a bigger Real Madrid legend, but his best season ever was that Barca season.
Yeah, 100% agreed. So the Kimmich thing, yes, I'm very curious to see him. I'm also very curious to see Musiala. Sorry, I want to circle back because this Bayern team definitely has some interesting pieces. And as somebody that hasn't followed them closely whatsoever this season, but obviously knowing where they're coming from, and that is losing the Bundesliga title, I want to see what's up with Musiala. I want to see what's up with Kimmich. I want to see what's up with De Ligt, Mazraoui, Sané, all these guys, Goretzka, still amazing players that were executing at a high level in these past few seasons and then now had this drop-off. So let's see how they do against Hale. That's really what it comes down to.
Yeah, I don't have anything to really add to that. So I do want to get this podcast up so people can listen to it before the Bayern game starts. Yeah. Is there anything else you wanted to tackle?
Nothing much, man. Nothing much. Just invite all of the normal, civilized Madridistas minions to come on over to Churros, patreon.com/churrosytacticas. And because we have nice discussions there. And all of you psychotic ones that insult and everything, fuck you guys very much. We have a final, Mr. Sushi. See, Mr. Sushi, I thought you were going to be the first one to pop off a question. Diego, do you have your Bayern scarf ready? I do, my friend. It's going to be a figurative scarf. I would never own a Bayern scarf for many reasons.
but I will have my Bayern scarf on figuratively.
Okay.
So, and if not, my anti-Madridista scarf, you know, and that one I do have. So with that being said, peoples, I enjoyed this churros on Kian's stream network. Come on over to Fridays, patreon.com/churrositacticas for some better banter and more conversations. Kian, goodbye, my friend.
Diego, great chatting, buddy. Yes. We will chat on Friday to recap Bayern Munich's win over Real Madrid over on patreon.com/churrositacticas. We'll see you guys there on the inside. And thank you to all my Madridista followers. You are not minions. You are gladiators and warriors and champions of justice. And don't let Diego tell you otherwise. And also, lots of love to our Kool-Aids listening. Love you guys equally as well. You guys are awesome. And please spread the word. Please spread the word. We need more Kool-Aids. We would like and I'm not just saying this, I would like this to be 50-50. 50% Madridistas, 50% Kool-Aids. I really would like that. So please tell your Kool-Aid friends. Ideally, we have me and Diego fighting on the podcast, and then there's a civil war in the comments between 50% Madridista and 50% Kool-Aids. All right, guys. Thank you. Peace out. And catch you.
Happy Labor Day for those not working.
Happy Labor Day. Sure. Yeah. Happy Labor Day, guys. Take care. Peace.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.